Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk107.1, everything entertainment, everything duck hunting.
And now, a hilarious...
Oh, okay, I do that all the time. I gotta delete that.
No, that
I
duck. Keep, yeah, that's a duck. That's a dad joke, right?
It's about a dad ducks. Joke, but I keep thinking
you
it's
hunt.
A duck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not a duck, Jason.
Did you do that on purpose? Joke. Because the opener is this Saturday, Jason.
It is?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't do that on purpose. I must have.
Can I count on you joining me in a swamp somewhere nearby? Put on your chest waders. I'll give you a 12 gauge. We can call them in.
I don't know any of those words.
Decoys.
I don't know any of those words.
Lay in a duck wader. Blind.
I heard mud. That's all I heard, mud.
Bring Mr. Big.
No. Tan Mom, do you think I should go?
I'm declining that answer.
Okay, I was just
we've been practicing on the show a lot, so, you know.
I'm going to save a spot for you in the boat.
Okay.
In the boat.
Oh, you're going to boat?
Well, we've got to get
the
decoys out there.
You don't go in the woods for duck hunting? Oh, okay.
No, they're in the water.
Oh, okay.
What did you say,
duck to water,
Jason?
That whole deal.
I said you don't go in the woods for the ducks?
No.
I didn't.
Oh, maybe wood ducks.
There's such a thing as wood ducks?
Yes.
Really? What's a wood duck?
I love you, brother.
Duck that
they're
the
most.
The
they're the most mind. Colorful ducks there dog? Are, actually.
Jason, they're a duck that lives in the woods.
Some of the
they're
water,
called that because in the spring they make their nests in trees, and that's where they give birth or lay their eggs in
wood
trees.
Duck. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Mm. Oh, you're right. There really is a
check
thing
out the male.
That.
Yeah, very pretty.
Look at look at that. He's hot.
Oh, no.
If I was a gay wood duck, what I wouldn't do right there. They're pretty. They have a weird melon.
Oh, yeah. Now I got to Google.
No, here. Yeah. I have a picture.
Oh, there we go.
To the Zoom. Go to the
Zoom.
Oh,
yes.
Go to the Zoom.
Isn't that awesome?
7 o'clock, friends, we should tell
you.
We're being recorded today by the dreaded hose beast that children talk about in nightmares. The Babadook. No, it's B. Arthur. She's recording us today, so we're on a Zoom, much to our chagrin. But anyway,
you'll see it on social media at some point.
Maybe they'll cancel this
if there's
one.
There's anything good here?
They'll just advertise Lori and Julie and stuff. But yeah, okay, wood duck. Now, do you hunt these two, or is it illegal to hunt the wood duck?
No, you also hunt them. But in the spring, we have wood duck houses that we build and hang in trees, which makes it easier for the ducks to nest. And I think we've got around 80 on our property, and we have to tend those every spring.
Oh,
and that's how we count the hatch, because there's leftover eggs in the wood duck house. So we open them up and count the hatch, and this house was successful, this house wasn't.
Jeez, you could collect the eggs.
Oh, well, I was confused. When I heard Kenny say a wood duck house, I pictured like a hunting stand. I pictured like you have a special
like
house
a deer
for you
stand.
To sit in, like a deer stand to hunt the duck.
No. Well, there's a duck blind you can sit behind, which is kind of like a little camouflage tent thing.
Yeah.
You know,
get one of those, Jace.
No.
You can sit back there with your dogs, see how they handle it. How would Mr. Big and Dexter handle duck hunting?
Oh. Mr. Big would be
mouth.
So Big would be couldn't care less, and Dexter would be afraid of all the noise. Dexter would not like any of it.
Oh.
No, I got to tell you, and this won't make me any friends, and that's all right, but I'm just being honest. I love all animals except for the Canadian geese. I can't stand them.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was attacked by one in 2010. To me, God doesn't make mistakes, but I think God had a long happy hour that day.
It's
and
so funny.
I can't stand them.
What's funny is that up here, a lot of people, you're not the only one that hates them, but in Missouri, since they only come around every once in a while, we hear them and we run outside because it's something special. And you guys are like, get those out. Look at that. Get out of the road. I'm going to hit it.
Yes. Yes, we hate them. You're
we
right.
We do.
Dawn, get out of the road.
Well, she's like a unicorn. Go outside, everybody.
In Missouri, it's like Canadian geese. Oh, my gosh. And you hear them honking, and we go out to watch them fly over.
I once saw a driver hit a Canadian goose on Highway 7, and there was a pedestrian nearby, and the pedestrian was doubled over laughing.
Oh,
I couldn't believe what I saw.
Oh my god.
No, we're not going to go that far. They are
Everybody
God's creatures.
Hates them.
I hate them.
Well,
they're just
well, your
mean.
Windshield was just decimated from it.
Yeah.
And I remember that because you were on your way to do the show.
I was, and I was attacked by a goose in my Ford Focus.
Mm-hmm.
On 394 near Minnetonka, and it was flying low, so low. Well, again, it was flying so low it hit my Ford Focus, destroyed it. Like, and it was the scariest because those things are big. I mean,
been terrifying.
Oh, it was terrifying.
And with the speed and your speed. Whew.
Yeah, and you forget how big they are. I mean, but it's like Julia with wings. I mean, they just, you know.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad. So, no, I don't like them. And then they poop all over Mama Haas's yard at the lake. They love her yard more than anybody else's. So Duke, their dog, hates them. So when he hears them in the morning, much like people, the good people of Missouri, he goes out there to watch.
He has other motives.
He has other motives, though. I'm sorry, but not sorry. I can't stand them. Just cannot stand them.
What about
them.
Those sad ones that are on the side of the road? You know they lost their mate because if one gets hit, then they just stand
divorce
there.
Divorce happens. Divorce
happens.
Oh,
God.
Death happens.
They don't find another one, though.
Well, that's they're probably happier.
Oh.
That's
just, Wow.
I don't
need
know.
To tell us something, Jason?
No.
Okay. I don't know if they mate for life or not. I think most of them are whores. I
don't know about the geese. Are they?
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe sued by Canadian geese, because we've literally slandered geese for 12 minutes.
We haven't even started talking about the wild turkey.
No.
Oh, yeah. They're awful.
Geese. Are geese? That's actually really good. Are they whorish?
Mate for life? Let's see.
Do geese mate
I gotta
for
tell
life?
You.
Wait a minute.
Oh, they have very low divorce rates.
Oh,
Canadian
okay.
geese mate for life.
They do. All right.
They only
sortatively. That's how they mate. What?
My place up north is on a natural environment lake. That means there's no boating or swimming. And in the spring, it's like spring break from the beginning of April until the end of May. It's 24 hours a day of these dummies knocking boots and honking and chasing each other and partying and getting thrown in goose jail and breaking out of goose jail and fist fights. And it's not, you can't even sleep at night. You can't because
it's
so
like Daytona
loud.
Beach on MTV in the 90s.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Lovemaking is loud.
You're out there doing lines of blow and drinking fire whiskey, and it's just awful.
Andy Dick is out there riding him.
Yes!
7:13, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
Well, everybody can see that she's cracking up. Slowly and surely, and who can blame her? I mean, she finds out that her daddy, Digger Barnes, is no relation at all. And her real father is a saddle tramp and a thief, and her mother's a whore. Now, who could find it in their heart to hate that poor little girl?
This has been A Sweet Moment with J.R. Ewing.
Oh, we haven't heard Saddle Tramp in a while. Again, that's the name of Dawn McClain's debut album, Saddle Tramp.
Yes.
That's right. 8-track cassettes and LPs heading to a store near you. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Canadian geese or hooers. Thanks for being here. It is the September 22nd. Wendy Williams did her season premiere, season 12, yesterday. And of course, all anyone really wanted to hear Wendy talk about was NeNe leaks because they're friends. Nene's exit off the Real Housewives. Did she go there, Lex?
She did. Now, they kind of have an on and off kind of friendship, but I guess that Nene put on her YouTube page that it was an extremely, extremely long, exhausting, tiring, emotional negotiation, and that's why she's decided to make the hard decision to not join this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. But Wendy Williams is saying, oh, no, I don't believe anything that she says, that she will probably do it, and it's a money thing, is really what it boils down to. She says she's the queen bee, and she says, I don't believe she won't be back.
So she's just using that. This is saying she's going to quit as leverage to have them bank her back.
And then, I guess Wendy Williams texted Andy Cohen, and he says that there will be a lot of surprises this season. So she's taking that as she's going to come back. And I really hope that Wendy's right.
Here's a little bit from Wendy's Hot Topics. Listen.
So I called Nene. Oh. She answered on the second ring. Oh. And she said, I knew you'd call me. Uh-huh. I know. And I said, well, let me just lead with, I don't believe it, no matter what you have to say in this conversation. And so she said, it's true. And it's a money thing, you know. They negotiated back and forth, and it was quite the negotiation, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. She said she can't do it, you know. She knows what she's worth, and she can't be there. There's not enough filming time for her, you know, to make sense, and there's not enough money in it for her to make sense. So she gave the news on Friday. Take a look.
That's right.
I have made the very hard and difficult decision to not be a part of Real Housewives of Atlanta season 13. I'm just so happy that I can say that I was a part of a genre that opened up doors for Black ensemble reality shows to step up and be a part of what we all now love so much, reality TV.
Yeah, so like Lex said, Wendy went on to say, she'll be back.
What else is she doing right now that wouldn't... She likes the attention. She likes the drama of it all. And even though she was gone for a couple seasons, she knows we all want to see her.
Well, and Wendy's also right. Bravo likes this. I mean, Bravo likes this back and forth. And this will get publicity. We're talking about Atlanta right now. Mm-hmm. I know I wouldn't be talking about the new season if it wasn't for this. But I think she'll be back. Because she's left before and she realized her brand is better when she's on. When she's on Atlanta. I would argue for most of the housewives who built their brand on this on Bravo's shows that they are better on Bravo. And because I got to tell you, I'm sure Bethany is doing well, but I think, and Lisa Vanderpump is another good case. I don't think she's as hot and buzzy as she was when she was on Beverly Hills. I think she's kind of faded from the zeitgeist of pop culture. Because
maybe she's okay with that and maybe passing the torch, because does she still have Vanderpump Rules? And
she does, but that's a mess, you know, with all the drama of a couple of her castmates fired for racist statements. Yeah, alleged whatever it is. I don't know. I don't watch a show, but and she had to close Villa Blanca, one of her restaurants, and I don't know. If I were Lisa, I would strongly consider coming back to Beverly Hills, because I think her brand needs it. That's just me. That's just me. I think Bethany will be fine, but I think Vanderpump and I think Leaks, they're better.
Come on, Nene, go back. We want to see you. That might bring me back to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Really?
Because I love Nene. Yeah.
Dawn, do you still watch Atlanta?
I don't. You know, I binged like 12 seasons. Mm-hmm. When I first moved here, just on my phone.
Kenny.
Yeah, because I didn't have any internet set up yet, and I would just watch. I literally watched like 10 seasons on my phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Remember.
It's so sad, he says.
You were in, and you were in that awful part of St. Paul, too, where there was a cop on your block every, what, 2 hours?
Oh, gosh.
You're in the bathroom, sitting on the floor, in the tub, watching your TV on your phone. Oh, you my just, God, McClain.
I would have the police scanner on app on my phone because I would hear things like fights and gunshots, and then I'm like, well, let's see what's going on. And one time they were literally running through my backyard. Oh, no. The police were chasing them, and I could hear them like closing in on the area. And I was like, well, I think that's right outside.
That's so funny because earlier at about 5 a.m. this morning, a police chase ended in that neighborhood. And I thought of you.
You thought of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to say it. I'll say it. I just, yes, it does. I'm going to say it just as, and this is a positive thing. I get the headlines over the summer were warranted. They were needed. But just a little uplifting note and slash criticism of my genre or our business of the media. It does crack me up that I keep hearing that our city's on fire still to this day. And I go outside. I'm like, OK, well, I think no, I don't think so. I'm looking at it. It's and someone did that with New York yesterday, too. They had this beautiful photo. Did you see that? Lex
Seattle,
of Central
too,
Park?
They're saying
yeah,
it's still.
And
yep.
It's just like, yeah, absolutely. We have issues, giant issues. But I don't know. Anyway, yeah, there we go.
Yep.
726. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a little Would You Rather after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
The 1979 Bordeaux. Perhaps its essential luxury can be known only by driving it. For this is a liberation, a new freedom. A most rare experience. As you turn and climb, there is a feeling of continuous achievement. Cordoba. Classic styling, uncompromised comfort. Cordoba, the contemporary classic from Chrysler.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
By the way, the Chrysler Cordoba, the official car of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Smiles, everybody. Smiles.
Welcome to Chrysler Cordoba.
He was in a lot of great movies in the 60s as a younger guy. I've seen him in a bunch of different films.
Oh, really?
And yeah, when I was a kid, I had never heard of him until Fantasy Island came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I forgot that he did this line of commercials, you know, right.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
Rich Corinthian leather.
Well, that's where these stars make giant amount of money.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
These commercials, and Ricardo's one of them. Our buddy Larry Hagman did the underwear commercials in the 80s, BVD, which I don't even think BVD underwear exists anymore. But they made
William Shatner, now Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, sometimes they get more money from these endorsements than they do from their actual gigs. I mean, it's insane. So it is 7:34. Dear friends, get ready to laugh. Please play along. So grab a mimosa or your favorite beverage because it is time for the one and only Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Okay, here we go. This game available, everybody, in your app store. Just search for the one with the red, white, and blue logo. Here we go. Oh, okay. This is an easy one, okay? This is an easy one to get us going. Would you rather be fantastic at riding horses?
Ooh.
Or be amazing as a motorcycle stunt driver?
Oh.
Horses. That would be great.
Don McLean?
Yeah, horses, for sure.
Kenny?
Little known Kenny fact, I'm already amazing as a motorcycle stunt rider. I've been riding a motorcycle since I was 4. And I bet you I've owned at least 60 motorcycles in my life.
What?
And the second half to that little known fact is Kenny, deathly afraid of horses.
You are.
So I would opt for the horses. I wish I wasn't so afraid of horses. Yeah.
Wow.
They're big animals.
They are.
You could crawl on the top of that horse and tell it what to do. Yes. If that thing has a notion, you're on the ground and it's stomping you.
Yeah, I'm afraid of motorcycles.
Let alone their teeth
and
jaws.
Yeah. I've been on him a couple of times, and I'm like, whew, I probably won't do that again. You know,
I'm with you, Dawn. I don't like them.
Yeah. You're going to be riding horses too, Jace?
Yeah, I'm riding horses because I'm with Dawn. I do not like the motorcycles as my
I finally had to get rid of my sport bikes. You guys call them crotch rockets because I couldn't control myself. I couldn't not go over 100 on the way to work.
Nope. You're the reason Dawn and I are afraid.
Yeah, it's true.
So yep.
I'm strictly a dirt biker at this point in my life.
We can be what Cavalia should have been, guys. We'll really get those horses to do some tricks.
Wow.
Not just one in circles.
Random 2010 Cirque du Soleil reference.
Remember that?
I do remember that. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach turn green for the rest of your life?
Ooh. Yeah, that.
Or never or never have to stand in a line ever again.
Oh, I don't want to stand in lines anymore. At least in traffic, you're in your car, you've got your radio on, and you're hopefully with people that you want to be with, or by yourself, even better.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I drive more than I stand in line, so I want all those lights to be green.
Mm. I already know Jason's answer. Mine, obviously, green lights. I said it right away. Jason, I know your answer. It's stand in lines. Yeah,
I'll never.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
No. Starbucks, Arby's.
Disney World.
Yeah. Would you rather never have any pictures for the rest of your life?
Aww.
Or every picture you take, you're 60% uglier than you are in real life.
The second is already true.
I want pictures. Yeah, I'll be uglier.
The camera adds 60% ugly.
Yeah. That's always your caveat. By the way, I'm uglier, but in person it's better.
Yeah.
Right.
So what?
I'm going with ugly. 60% uglier.
Yeah, me too.
I want pictures.
I want pictures.
Yeah.
What was? Fine. I think I'm number one. What was the first one again? I already
forgot. No pictures.
60% uglier or no pictures ever.
No pictures. Yeah, no pictures ever. That's me.
Would you rather?
Wait, did we get an answer out of you?
Yeah. What are you doing, Jace?
Oh, I'm doing uglier. Yeah, I like pictures.
Yeah, because other people are in them. There's scenery. There's other things to look at besides yourself.
Oh, look at that tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just blur me out. Don't look there. Don't look to the right top.
Never mind ugly Olsen standing there next to it.
Yeah. Would you rather always fart in colors?
No. Yes.
Or always fart incredibly loud for the rest of your life.
In colors.
Oh, God.
You mean like the air is like rainbow?
You would see the puff out of your pants.
Yeah, that. Colors. Yes. You're your own light display, firework display.
Yeah.
You're like,
look what
you're like
I can
one of those
do.
Unicorns, you know, the little pooping unicorns. Like,
yeah, that'd be me.
Yeah.
What? Come on, what's funnier than a really, really loud, crazy fart? Come on.
I mean...
That is pretty funny. But I think rainbow fart's pretty cool.
You can hear it weekdays at noon from 12 to 3.
I'm going with loud farts because it's just so fun.
Me too. I'm going with color.
Colors.
I want pumps of color. Yes. Pumps of color out of my pants.
Hopefully it just dissipates into the air too. You don't have to vacuum it up.
Silent but pretty.
Yeah.
Would you rather be incredibly happy but forever alone or unhappy with the love of your life?
Oh.
Hmm.
It kind of seems like this. This morning's line of questioning is right out of my personal life. I'm going to go with number one.
They are very random. Very random.
I'm going with number one.
Yeah. Really? Happy and alone?
Yeah.
Show me alone.
I guess, happiness depends on that, because that sounds terrible. Even if you are with the love of your life and you're miserable.
Yeah. I don't want that. I'll be alone.
Yeah.
Would you whatever, Colin, he just texted me.
I knew you were going to get busted.
I know. Go back to bed, Colin. Go back to bed. Would you rather lose your preferred hand or lose your preferred foot?
Ooh.
I'll do hand.
Oh, by foot.
That's what I said.
What about walking?
See a foot?
I guess, can we have a prosthetic foot?
Yeah.
Sure. Or a hand.
Yeah, the rules don't say anything about that, so I'll say yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, then I'll lose my foot.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Yeah, me too. It's hard to get a job without a hand, so I'm going with foot.
Well...
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we can't even tell you what Kenny's doing right now on the Zoom camera, but it's a perfect way to end this.
This has been Would You Rather.
I don't even get it.
You have another hand.
Lex is right.
You Kenny's, need two hands.
Kenny said that, and he's patting himself with one hand on his shoulder. Lex goes, who's going to pay you for that?
I'm so lost.
Don't worry, Dawn. Stay in your bliss. Dawn, okay. Stay in your bliss.
Yeah.
Don't come over here, little Dawn. Stay in your bliss.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, 7:42. We're going to talk to Liz when we come back right after this. Welcome back, dear friends. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything frogs and turtles. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Don't forget, if you missed our show live, you can catch a little bit later in podcast form wherever you find your podcast. And thanks for subscribing, and thanks for giving us those 5-star ratings. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
I don't even know if that was 5.
You get a little alert.
It was dinging there, and I think I dinged 5 times, but I don't know. Well, I'll count them later when I go back.
Please don't. That would be very sad if that's what you're doing with your day.
I know.
Gotta go count my dings.
Anyway, Dawn. That's around 3:30.
Just for Kenny.
Yeah.
Continuing on the theme started last segment.
Exactly. It is Tuesday, and that means it's time to talk to our good friend, Liz. And Liz joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Liz.
Liz, aren't you enjoying this? I mean, I know you guys, I know you're able to go outside a little bit. The weather's been fantastic, hasn't it?
It really has. This is my kind of weather.
Yes. It's like
not too hot, not too cold.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Goldilocks, Liz.
Right.
Yeah, it's just right.
I wanted to ask you, Liz, because we, you know, one of the things we appreciate is we always walk away from your conversations learning something, and that's saying a lot for this silly show. This is the only part of it where we, you're the only nourishment in our entire 3 hours. So I wanted to take advantage of that and ask you a question. You know, right now, I know so many of us in 2020 feel like the world is just literally spinning out of control. But in comparison to other times like 1968, 1969, basically the entire 70s, where do you rank this, Liz, as far as history is concerned? I mean, because you've seen so much, you've lived through so much. How do you feel with your perspective?
Well, I think this is one of the worst times I've ever been through. I mean, there's too much going on that it's almost impossible to comprehend. And I know history's going to talk about it for many, many years because everything is falling apart. There's nothing that seems stable right now, and that's very concerning to me.
And you even compared to the late 60s into the 70s?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we would have single issues that were important, but we have as many things going on at the same time as we're having now. I mean, now it just seems like one after another, things are happening that we have no control over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
you told me that you've been frustrated because the people, you said, even said it last week, the people that are in your retirement home there, a lot of them don't want to talk about these issues and you
want to.
So it's like, oh, it's so frustrating to you because they want to talk about frivolous things and you're just not into it.
No, I'm not. I like a good intellectual conversation once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we love having you because again, you're our only intellectual conversation. Because you have no idea what we just talked about before we called you. So and that's a good thing, Liz. That's actually a good thing, right, Lex?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So yeah, there's so much going on, and you're absolutely right. There's still hope though, and you got to hold on to that.
Well, I hope
right,
so.
Liz?
I really hope there is because it seems pretty bad at the moment.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Are you optimistic? Or by nature, are you an optimistic person, Liz?
Yeah, usually I am very optimistic, but it seems like everything's going against us at the moment. And that's what scares me because it just seems like everybody's anger and hate and frustration is all coming out at the same time. And we aren't hearing any strong level voices at this point, and that scares me.
So divisive. Yeah.
Do you think part of it is we're not listening to each other, we're not hearing each other?
Oh, I think that's very much a part of it. It's like everybody's in their own little bubble and they're the only one that knows what's going on and they can't hear anybody else's point of view. And that's very frustrating to me because I have friends that if we disagree, we can disagree. But we can just still discuss things that are uncomfortable as long as we don't start, you know, fighting each other. So our main philosophy is I can agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And most
still love
people
you.
Don't seem to be able to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Liz, I have a question for you. Something you said last week really stuck with me, and I've been thinking about it ever since, actually, every day. You said if you could, you'd like to go down to Lake of the Isles and go for a walk. Are you allowed to do that? Could I roll up there, pick you up, and could we go down to Lake of the Isles and go for a walk?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Oh.
In fact, I just got a call yesterday that our building is going to allow a Uber cab to come.
Oh, good.
And they're going to let us go out for a half hour driving around to see what's going on.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so, of course, I signed up for it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because I haven't even seen the destruction that was done because of the riots.
I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's depressing, but it would be a lot of fun to go for a walk with you around one of the lakes. That'd be awesome.
Oh, we got to make that happen, Liz. We got to get you out. If no one's gonna talk to you about intellectual stuff, we'll come over there and we'll talk to you about intellectual stuff.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, I could debate.
We'll do that.
I'd love to debate you all day. I think it would be fun. I think it would just be a riot, and we would absolutely part as friends. Absolutely. I'm old school.
I know we would because I'm not. I don't get angry about this kind of stuff. I try to learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's always good to hear someone else's point of view, even if you go into a conversation thinking that you're not going to be able to understand them. Usually you walk away learning something about yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the whole point of a good conversation, to learn something different.
Yeah.
Well, because I think, you know, back in the day, the people that you disagreed with weren't the enemy, you know, but now, you know, you would never consider them. I always use this example, Liz. I'm from the great state of Indiana. And, you know, one of our great politicians was Mr. Bai. And Evan Bai, then his son became a politician, but he retired when things got too toxic. And Evan Bai always talked about his dad saying, you know, they would argue on the House floor, you know, just screaming at each other. But then they would go down to Charlie's and have a drink the minute they were off the floor. And you don't see that anymore. You know what I mean?
No, it's if you don't agree with me, it's war.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's taken away our basic humanity and love for other people beyond just what their views are.
Well, even on the Supreme Court, too, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Scalia. Oh, I mean, they were friends.
Know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That should be an example. That's
so
a great example.
With what's going on about that, because, I mean, they wouldn't screwed it up the last time they wanted to get a judge on the court, and now they're changing their mind again, and I'm thinking, you guys, what's the matter with you? You're not caring about the people. You're just caring about power and control.
Yeah, I think looking at the relationship right with Scalia and Ginsburg is just, why can't we be more like that? They agreed to disagree, and it's a good example for us all, as are you, Liz. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Liz.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, well, you guys have a good week.
You too.
Too.
A great conversation, as always, with our buddy Liz. When we come back, speaking of history, I watched something on Netflix I can't wait to tell you about.
Ooh.
We'll do that next.